Hey guys, welcome to this week's Gold Members Podcast. Today I want to talk about a subject that has nothing to do with Kyusho learning or anything like that, but it's, well, actually it does have to do with Kyusho learning, because someday in time your ability to learn Kyusho may be affected by this. And that topic is the right to self-defense. Today the world's a mess. And the world is a mess simply because people can no longer have viewpoints that are slightly to one side or the other. Everybody wants to be on some extreme. And extremism, which is what an ideology is, this is a form of extremism, is a mental illness. And I don't think that there is a psychologist in the world who won't tell you that. Look at somebody who's obsessed with a person. That's extremism. I'm trying to think of who it was that made the attempt on Jodie Foster's life once because he was madly in love with her, and if he couldn't have her, then he knew she wanted to die or some pile of shit like that. Now, back a few months ago when we started doing live streams, I started having problems with YouTube. And every bit of content that I put up, now I've had a YouTube channel since 2007, I believe it is, 2006, 2007, the same channel. I've got another channel as well, which is much smaller, which is for my school, and it's not under attack, right? It started around the time we started doing the live streams, where I went on and all of the videos I had ever done had all been marked by YouTube as possibly inappropriate for some advertisers. Now, what that actually is supposed to mean, right, is this an example. If Citibank was a advertiser on my content or potential on my content, if I stated the fact that Citibank are a bunch of ripoff artists and most of the people on the board of directors should be imprisoned, then I could understand that perhaps they may not want to advertise on my channel. But I talk about self-defense in Kyusho, and really I'm pretty non-controversial about it. I mean, I don't knock other people or anything else. I just teach. So I contested them all, and they got overturned, and things went back to normal. But then it came to the point where everything we put up was flagged. So every day we put up our videos, and every day I go through the process of contesting them, because it's not that I make a whole shit ton of money off of YouTube. I make enough to buy half a Starbucks coffee in the States a month. Right? I can get a extra large double-double at Tim Hortons in Canada for what I make off of YouTube in a month. But there's a principle there. Right? So, got a notice the other day that we were no longer eligible for monetization because we had below 1,000 subscribers and we did not have 4,000 hours of viewing in the last year. Well, we have 1,600 plus subscribers, and we had over 4,000 hours of viewing last year. And there is no method by which to contest this, right? This is our decision. It is final. Right? Now, my views, and it is obvious on my channel, because I am a advocate of self-defense, that means my views lie to the right. So, as an example, if you are a person who is a believer in some of the platforms of the Liberal Party, self-defense is not part of that ideology. That ideology belongs to conservatism. Right? Now, my beliefs politically are a little bit to the right, and I see a little bit to the right because I'm in business. But the left has some good ideas, and that's really the way it should be. Right. Now, I grew up in a house where my mother and my father worked like a dog, like most men did of that era. And my dad didn't talk about politics much at all. at least not what as I remember anyway, but because I was only 19 when he died. But my mom was a little bit liberal. She almost always voted liberal. But if she saw what was going on today, she would. I'm glad she's not here to see it, because it's no longer, you know, you have views, liberal, progressive views. Now it is you are a nutbag, and it's the whole thing is poor me and this social warrior bullshit and all of that. There's no such thing as a social justice warrior. It's called a crybaby. Hey, it wouldn't know what a warrior was if it fell on him. But by YouTube actually doing this to me, and YouTube and Google, of course, are the same thing, I post more Q Show stuff than anybody in the world. Even the George is pretty much retired, and George was never into the internet. But Evan Pantazzi is a very dedicated Q Show teacher. I outpost him probably 10 to 1. I outpost Mark Klein 10 to 1 or 20 to 1. Yet, because of the fact that I'm very active and very vocal, it's very hard for me to come up in Google rankings, even though I own the majority of the domain names. I post more with keywords than anybody else does. I have more backlinks for major sites than any of these other guys do. Yet I will not appear unless maybe on the 10th page, right? So I have to work very hard to promote what I do, whereas all you have to do is put in the word Q Show and you'll come up with everything Evan's ever done, right? Now, there is a length of domain name registration time in there that does influence it, but that's not going to give him all the front page. It'll give him a front page listing for QShow.com, but it won't own him everything and everything on YouTube. But you see, what I'm doing and what Evan are doing are completely different things. We're both teaching pressure points, but I'm far more outspoken about self-defense than anybody else is. Right. And they don't like that. Now, what they actually want is they want the police to take care of all of that. Of course, that will eventually turn into the military taking care of all of that, which means you give up privacy so they can protect you. That's the game. Right? And that is something that we cannot lose, because once again, and it's been a long time, and I don't recall if it ever actually happened in North America, but certainly did in other countries. We're coming to a time when martial arts is going to be outlawed as terrorism, right? Because they want to protect you. They want to control you. And the very fact that they are picking on a piss-ass little channel like mine states a lot. Now, of course, when the 30 days is up and I'm demonetized coming up, there'll still be ads running on my videos, but YouTube will keep all the revenue. They won't have to share it. Now, you think if they do that over enough channels, what's going on? Now, I made a rather horrible post. Well, I won't say horrible. Attack post on YouTube's blog with regards to it, because they're ignoring me when I fit the criteria. Okay. And nothing will happen of it, but it made me feel better doing it, right? I think I'm just going to go and demonetize everything actually myself, because then they can't put ads on it, right? At least until they change the rules again. But if you take a look at who gets demonetized on YouTube and who doesn't, it is everyone with a view to the right in any way. If your view is to the left, like these douchebags that create a video that I had removed because they violated my copyright, these guys get tremendous rankings in search. The name of the channel is Bullshito, not to be confused with the originators of that concept, which were Bullshito. So not only is Bullshito full of Bullshito, but they aren't even intelligent enough to create their own name, right? You got to rip off of guys who've been doing this for 15, 20 years. Hey, that's just sad. The only thing you're doing to me is showing me how pathetic you are when you do something like that. And then they aren't smart enough to realize that somebody's going to go after them for copyright violations when you go to their website, download something, and then try to use it against them. But aside from that, I mean, I just did that to be an asshole. Right? The next time they pull it, I won't be doing it. A lawyer will be doing it. Because I had no problem with that. I got I got friends all over this world, and I got lawyers. These guys are, this guy sounded like an Aussie. But that doesn't mean he is. It could be a fake voice too. But if he's in Australia, I know some lawyers in Australia would be more than happy to go after him. You want to knock Qsho all you want, go for it, but don't think you're using my products while you're doing it. Right? That's just ridiculous. But you know, it's a concern. I am very adept at search engine optimization. I can alter code. I can alter PHP code. I deal with everything regarding to the hosting of my websites. I'm very technically versed. And when it comes to Qsho, I can't get anywhere with Google, even though I'm doing everything right. And that tells you something. That tells you that the industry is being targeted at this point. And it's very subtle. Let's silence the voices who may cause us a problem. Right? Anyways, that's it for my rant for today. There's really butter all I can do about it, other than go to a different medium, which I'd already done anyway, to start to produce videos. One that actually isn't hypocritical when they talk about free speech. Right? Free speech is not free speech because I like it. Free speech is free speech whether I like it or not. And I have no issue with anybody who's a disbeliever or wishes to speak their mind on Qsho or martial arts or anything else. I only have an issue with them if they think they're going to use my face or my products to do it, because that's called slander, boys and girls. Anyways, we'll catch you guys in the next podcast. Have a great week, everybody. Ciao.